It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
It's 6:30 at KSL. Jeff Kaplan here. 93 degrees in Salt Lake City. KSL's top story. A private school in Sandy says they're investigating some swastikas drawn in the yearbooks, apparently by middle schoolers. We get the latest from KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ayres.
The head of the Waterford School didn't elaborate on how they learned about the yearbooks, how many kids drew them, or how many yearbooks swastikas were drawn in. But the head of school, Adam Menke, says there's absolutely no place for hatred or bigotry in their school. He says they are taking this matter very seriously and they're committed to the inclusion and belonging of their students.
Waterford says its investigation for now is internal, but that could change depending on what they find out. KSL's top national story. The man at the helm of the FDA says panic buying made the baby formula supply shortage a lot worse than it needed to be.
As we were monitoring the supply up until about a month ago, there were issues, but they were manageable for the vast majority of people. And then things turned to empty shelves very quickly.
Dr. Robert Califf testifying before a Senate committee. He also acknowledged the FDA made mistakes, and he promised to fix them. Relief is potentially on the way for Utah moms and dads. The state health department says it has reason to feel more optimistic about the shortages.
The current shortage isn't over, but the health department says some of the premixed formulas are starting to make it back onto store shelves. Those are formulas you don't have to add water to. Jadel Geilman Park is the Utah WIC vendor coordinator, and she says this is hopefully a sign of better things to come.
We're anticipating that things can only get better from here because they have been pretty grim and frightening.
Geilman Park says some of the most critical formulas for babies with sensitivities are also making it to doctors' offices and clinics from foreign imports. As for the general formula, she has some suggestions for families on the hunt.
We would encourage you to reach out to a pediatrician or to a WIC clinic, talk to a dietitian.
Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
Springville is reeling after yet another murder. This time, a daughter is accused of killing her elderly father.
This latest murder, a third in a little over a week, involves the death of an elderly man whose daughter is charged in his death. According to an affidavit of probable cause, the suspect, Springville resident Krista Lynn Mortensen, shot her elderly father at a home at 471 North 100 East before running to a neighbor's house asking for help with his feeding tube. Investigators say she locked herself in an upstairs bedroom and was uncooperative. She's charged with investigation of murder, obstruction of justice, and possession of a dangerous weapon by a restricted person. Two other murders within days of each other included the deaths of a man whose body was found on his front porch and a man suspected to have been involved in a murder-suicide. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
Investigators in Texas are giving a more detailed timeline about Tuesday's deadly shooting at the elementary school.
The timeline looks like an excruciating hour or so that this incident lasted. The Department of Public Safety said that the suspect began the incident at 11:28 a.m. Central Time. That's the time that he wrecked his pickup truck outside the school after shooting his grandmother. There were calls to 911, according to eyewitnesses, after the grandmother had been shot. So there was an indication that there was a shooting nearby the school.
Utah Republican Senator Mitt Romney says we can do more to prevent gun violence with a bipartisan approach. He spoke today with Inside Sources host Boyd Matheson here on KSL.
Every time there's a tragedy like this, there's a lot of impetus to do something. And you want to make sure that if you're going to do something, you're not taking away legitimate rights that people have under the Constitution. At the same time, you want to make sure you're not doing something that doesn't make any difference.
Senator Romney says he favors implementing stricter background checks and red flag laws. There's a new poll from the Deseret News and Hinckley Institute that shows a majority of Utahns overall don't agree with the decision Democrats made to back an independent candidate for Senate. But broken down by party, the state's Democrats are on board with the decision. Democrats chose to put independent Evan McMullen on the ballot over a candidate from their own party to challenge Republican Senator Mike Lee. He also faces two Republican challengers in the GOP primary next month. Spanish Fork Mayor Mike Mendenhall says his city is saving millions of gallons of water and $80,000 a year by doubling the number of sprinkler heads at the Oaks Golf Course.
Instead of turning on a zone on the course, you can turn on an individual sprinkler from your iPad or iPhone. Our greenskeeper will be able to take care of that, get the brown spots when they turn brown, not turn on a whole hole or a section of a hole.
Mendenhall told Dave and Dujanovic this morning the new improvements cost $3 million. An investment, he says, is worth it for our water supply. KSL News Time 6:35. So, Ricky, does this continue unabated? Usually traffic dies down right about now.
It does on the Valley freeways, but I'm afraid Redwood Road is not seeing any kind of relief. We still have traffic inching along southbound as you go from Bluffdale down to 2100 North Lehigh in Utah County. But we are starting to see traffic improving on all of your Salt Lake County freeways. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.